Now, the rest of the story. It was against the law in Princeton, New Jersey. You could get arrested for doing it inside the city limits. And while it was legal elsewhere, those who participated in this particular activity were scorned and avoided. They were the bad ones. They were the sinners. They were the depraved. In fact, no hotel with a decent clientele would accept for the night anybody who did it. No upstanding citizen would be seen in their company. And no lady with a righteous reputation could keep that reputation while associating with one of those who did it. Once upon a time. Now, the newspapers of 100 years ago are filled with perspective on this corrupt activity. Yet much of what was known was unfit to print. One New York Times editor went so far as to call participants worthless and dissipated. The president of Harvard University, fearing an eventual moral degradation of his students, contacted fellow university presidents, conspired with them to prevent all college-agers from ever engaging in this prurient pastime. Brawling and gambling were involved, and liquor and prostitution, and one prominent person stood up. One person of prominence stood up in defense of the infamous activity. He was Mark Twain. He called it the very symbol, these are his words, the very symbol, the outward and visible expression of the drive and push and rush and struggle of the raging, tearing, booming 19th century. And Twain did not apologize for it. He tried to explain the relevance of it, and thereby the activity was elevated. Now understand, the criticisms I've related did not represent a ubiquitous antipathy, for indeed the popularity of this pastime was on an irresistible upswing until it became what you now know. And Mark Twain had much to do with that when he refused to apologize for his friends who were involved in it. Well, so today you can do it in Princeton without fear of arrest or imprisonment. But once upon a time you could not. There was a time when those who did it were scorned and avoided, considered depraved, denied lodging in reputable hotels or association with reputable people. Jonathan Townley Crane, in his book called Popular Amusements, predicted the eventual demise of this particular amusement because, he said, quote, so many vices cluster around. And he was referring to hard drinking and rampant gambling and fistfights and fast women. Crane went on to say that everyone connected with it seems to be regarded with a degree of suspicion, and this was true once upon a time. The world has mostly forgotten because a century has passed and newspapers no longer hurl epithets and university presidents no longer seek to protect their students from the pastime once associated with sin, from the corrupt activity many hoped would diminish and die. It was a game called baseball. And now you know the rest of the story.